And even here in our sacred, quote-unquote, liberal Bay Area, you know, we've got the ILWU and dock workers coming under attack here in the Bay for supposedly being complicit in organizing protests or interfering with negotiations surrounding picket lines, peaceful picket lines at the Oakland docks. Some, you know, dock workers that were shot at by police as they were waiting to get into work have, and as a result had to take a day off to go to, you know, were in the hospital for a day. One guy had to have surgery on his hand because they broke his hand. They fired a fucking bullet into his hand and it shattered the bones in his hand. And when he went in when he came out of operation, SSA, which was one of the corporations that was being protested because of its huge multi-million-dollar contract to rebuild the port of Iraq, they told him that he was fired, that he couldn't come back because he was complicit somehow in this protest when obviously he was waiting for the arbiter to decide whether or not he could go into work. So, I mean, you know, they've come down hard on the dock worker unions over the past couple of weeks. Lusty Lady, the only unionized strip club, sex workers club, organization in the United States of America. There's one in Seattle, one here too in San Francisco. They've actually had to shut down because if you go through on Liberation News, I know we did an interview when they were doing a educational strike and picket, and we're trying to inform people of what they were trying to the kinds of negotiating they were trying to convince their boss to engage in with them. And they shut down because basically the guy's like, you know what, you guys are more hassle than you're actually worth. And not, you know, I'm sick of all this unionized bullshit and I'm shutting down and I'm moving the operation somewhere else. So then the ladies actually went to that location and tried to unionize there and they were totally shut down. So Jesus. It's pretty dire straight. And that might be another good interview to get up on the
Lusty
on
ladies.
The web. Lusty Ladies. That should be a feature.
Yeah.
Lusty Ladies special.
It should. There's a film.
So what does this say about America right now? What does it say?
I mean, yeah, unions that are reformist, really. They're not, you know, revolution. They're not radicals, and they're just radicals in that they're union. They fight for the rights of workers. They might be, you know, top-heavy unions. You know what I'm saying? But
Teamsters.
But nevertheless, they fight for higher wages, and you know, the anti-worker rhetoric, anti-union rhetoric has been going strong since I think it was Reagan that fired 10,000 airport workers. I think at traffic control. It was the strike that helped destroy the, you know, the working, like the union movements in the United States in the early 80s. That was Reagan. Here we are in 20 years later or so, and the same shit's going on. Of course, you know, unions are anti-American. It's just bullshit, really.
Unions are anti-American. Right. Whatever.
By organizing for workers' rights and the like.
And the working man.
The
okay.
Irony is delicious. You know?
Yeah, definitely. So I agree. I think you should go buy a Berkeley Bowl and fucking leave a little comment card in their little box.
Exactly.
Leave a couple, actually. Rip stuff up. That's totally sucks. That's like, that was pretty, that was shocking.
It's madness, yeah.
Anyway.
So what, it's 10:30. We're going to be on, yeah, maybe for another 20 minutes. Half
yeah.
Hour, half of the hours.
There are some upcoming protests.
Talk about some events or something.
Yeah. So we want to clue people into this because I don't think some of this stuff is up on indie media yet, which it will be. But
exactly.
We got, you know, there's just so much stuff coming in. We can barely handle it. But so you know how Fred was talking earlier about an FCC protest, associated with the FCC, but basically a protest against Clear Channel, one of the biggest profiters from the FCC's upcoming deregulation, and their ownership of KML and the kind of music blah, undiversity, lack of diversity that's going on at KML, supposedly the voice of the people, whatever. That's going to be out in front of KML, I guess, on Townsend. Also that's at 5 p.m. On, and wait. This is actually already passed. Wait, this is the Chevron one. But also that morning, there's going to be a protest against the Patriot Act, and that's going to be in the AM. And this is also a call that's been put out, kind of through direct action to stop the war, but. Also by the Peaceworks. Peaceworks is another affinity group that's been kind of working within the anti-war movement. So Patriot Act 1 has already taken away many of our civil liberties and granted the government sweeping powers. Patriot Act 2 threatens to go even further, putting at risk fundamental rights granted by the Constitution. We cannot allow our civil liberties to be undermined even further. There is too much at stake. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to the federal building in San Francisco at 450 Golden Gate Avenue. And that's this Thursday, starting at 7 a.m. And there's question marks saying that, hey, we could be rocking out there all day if need be. And people are going to be picketing, leafleting, and spreading the word about Patriot Acts 1 and 2. And then they're going to unveil a giant bill of rights, which containing those rights which are being trampled upon. This is designed to be a legal action. So what they're saying is that they don't intend to get arrested, but who the hell knows with the way that, you know, things operate right now in the Bay Area.
Exactly.
There's also I know a Ford protest going on. Actually, I have a calendar of events here, right here for you.
Beautiful.
What the hell? Okay, wait. So today's the 25th, right? So 27th is going to be the big International Forum on Globalization teach-in and screening on GMOs and SAC protest. So that's going to be like info on how to get involved, how to plug into the Sacramento ministerial protest, all like informing you about what exactly it is that you are protesting, what's up with GMOs, stuff like that. So that's going to be the 27th. That's Monday. On Tuesday, support free speech in Martinez, Knit for Peace. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, also Tuesday in San Francisco, Sustain the Resistance, Benefit for Palestine. Oh, shit, that's right. Oh, man. Sorry, he's going to kick my ass. I was supposed to announce that on the radio. Yes, Sustain is throwing a benefit for Palestine on Tuesday night. And I think I'm almost positive it's going to be at the Humanist Hall. Shit. I think, are there little flyers for it out in the front office? There might be. All right. We'll get back to you on that. More info on that. Actually. All right. So the deal with the Knit-In. Actually, I have info. So, okay, wait. So Tuesday. So is the International Forum on Globalization teach-in. That's going to be at New College Theater. That's at 777 Valencia Street. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Street. And someone brought me alcohol. One
although
beer.
They say they drug and alcohol free space.
This is like a 40. Damn. Okay. Resistance is Fertile. Stop Corporate Globalization of Our Food System. So it's going to be a screening of Fed Up, a film by Bay Area filmmaker Angelo Sacerdote. Oh, yeah, Angelo. He's a really good filmmaker, so people should definitely turn out for that. So that's New College Theater. That's this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. And there's going to be a panel discussion with Anurata Mittal, co-director of Institute for Food and Development Policy, Food First. Ignacio Chapella, assistant professor, Division of Ecosystem Science, University of California, Berkeley. Winona Hotter, director of Critical Mass, Energy and Environment Program at Public Citizen, Washington, D.C. And basically what this whole thing is designed to do is to educate people because there's not a lot of information out there. Okay, so anyway, the whole thing about the Knit-In, I'm going to give you the deets on that. That's Wednesday. That's going to be 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Main Street Plaza between Starbucks and Bank of America on Main Street, downtown Martinez. Bring food, stories, tapes, fun to share. Yarn and knitting needles will be provided. This event's being sponsored by the anti-war and social justice activist Mickey McLicker, who was arrested while he and his son were having a Knit-In for Peace, listening to Noam Chomsky in front of Starbucks in Martinez. And yeah, he got arrested. And not only that, he was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, basically taking his son and knitting with him in front of Starbucks. It was like a crime. So anyway, turn out to support them. They need your help. Wednesday, so the whole thing with the Sustain benefit for Palestine, it is going to be at Fellowship for Humanity Hall at 411 28th Street at Telegraph in Oakland. It's going to be from 7:30 p.m. to midnight, and it's all ages. It's a tribute to Palestinian liberation, an evening of music, spoken word, poetry, cultural performances, and dancing. As the struggle in Palestine continues, so does the need to continue to support local and Palestinian organizations who are fighting for justice and equality in Palestine. It's like a $10 to $20 cover, but you know the deal. No one's turned away for lack of funds. And on the lineup, they got Shabazz, Qawwali Dance Fusion, Freedom Fighter Music, Hip Hop, Yototo Dance Ensemble, West African Dance, Iron Sheik featuring Tariq, Spoken Word and Hip Hop, Sandfly featuring Samir Musa. Sandfly. No, though. Okay. Marisa, blah, blah, blah. God, they have a lot of really good artists on. So yeah, people should definitely turn out for that. And if you want more information, go to www.sustaincampaign.org. All right, rolling along towards Thursday. We have, that's the day of the National Day of Action to bust down deregulation and Clear Channel. So you need to be at the 5 p.m. rally out in front of the Clear Channel KML offices at 340 Townsend Street. That's between 4th and 5th. And you know what it's all about. Fred talked about it earlier. For more info, 415-575-5555. Or go to media-alliance.org. There's also Saturday. Okay, so Saturday is the Ford Motor Company protest. So that's this upcoming Saturday, May 31st, 12 noon, Ford dealership at Market and Dolores. People have been talking about this campaign for a long time. Now someone is finally bottom lining it. No more wars for oil. For more information, contact Jason Mark at 415-558-9490. Huge protest there. And then, of course, the Bechtel protest smorgasbord is June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And they got a whole like little thing going on with that. Anything else? Oh yeah, the June 5th and 6th is the International Days of Action for Justice in Palestine, and Starhawk's been organizing that one. Just put a lot of work into it. So. Mm-hmm.
What? Give me. I don't know, Sonny. If you talked about Sundog. I'm sorry, that's just ridiculous.
This is
give me your impressions on if you talk to organizers with Direct Action to Stop the War, you know, a coalition here in the Bay Area, other organizations, just individuals. I mean, what's your sense? What are your thoughts on, you know, what's the war in Iraq? You know, shift to the occupation of Iraq. Mm-hmm. Where are demonstrations going? You know, you mentioned Bechtel, Ford, specific corporations mm-hmm. that are going to benefit mm-hmm. from the looting and, you know, occupation and and colonization, basically, of you know, of Iraq. So, give me a sense of if you know anything. Where are demonstration efforts headed?
I have no idea. No, I'm just kidding. If
Damn.
You know, well, basically, I think people were hit hard by the brutal kind of media coverage that went on surrounding the anti-war movement, and we lost a lot of people in the anti-war movement because they felt, I mean, they'd never, you know what I mean? Like they've read about it in the press, and they've read articles where the press just attacks activists or attacks people involved in certain things. But I think for a lot of people, this was the first time they had really been involved in quote unquote activism, taking to the streets or whatever after the war started. And it really surprised them, and it took them aback, and they realized that maybe they weren't really prepared to be a part of, you know, they didn't really have what it took to really steel up against the media, pardon me, and their lies and their attacks. So we lost a lot of people, but now a couple of affinity groups, like the anti-imperialist affinity group and the anti-capitalist, and they've put together some proposals to redefine the goals of Direct Action to Stop the War. And if you check out the website, I think they might have actually put some stuff up. And it's basically saying that, you know, every day is a war, basically, you know, and it has been for a long time. And this war in Iraq and this occupation of Iraq and this war in Afghanistan and so on and so forth would never have happened if there wasn't already this ongoing war that is continually perpetuated and instigated by the government of the U.S., you know, of the United States of America, and their desire to kind of encroach the rest of the world with this like kind of imperialist capitalist regime. So people are kind of redefining their goals and, you know, basically targeting, well, I mean, capitalism in a lot of ways. I mean, it's definitely turning into more of an anti-capitalist movement, which I think is, which is a big step for direct action to stop the war, because it was very diverse when it first started out, and there was a lot of quibbling over like tactics and philosophies and like, well, I'm only here to protest this one thing. Like, I'm not here to protest everything that, you know, other people are protesting. So now it's kind of just like people are beginning to realize that all of these things are connected, and that if you want to really stop, you know, something as, you know, horrible and horrific as the war in Iraq, you're going to have to look at other issues too.
There you go.
Straight. Fair enough. Definitely. And people are like really putting a lot more focus on Palestine too, which is good.
Hmm.
You know, because that really got lost in the shuffle. You know, with all the spotlight, you know, and sensationalism that was going on around Iraq, it was like, oh yeah, people are, you know, there's still a war that's been going on for decades, you know, in Palestine, and oh yeah, people are still dying. Their houses are still being bulldozed.
San Francisco Independent Media Center has been the target actually of you know, rabid anti, you know, Zionists and anti, well, they call us, well, spammers basically, people that, you know, ruin the open publishing aspect of the website with their bullshit posts. I wonder if that person out there is actually listening to this. It'd be interesting. If so, you can go fuck yourself. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Oh my god.
IBM speaking from the oppression of being on the editorial collective.
Exactly.
That
thank
gets
you very
the
much.
Brunt of these emails and yes. It's a stressful job.
Man, that was rough. I apologize. It's late, you know.
Yeah.
Caffeine, we got some.
Yeah, where's the masseuse? We need No, that's going
to
be.
We need a smoking room.
We need a smoking room. This place does look like a smoking room. It's got like the disco, like lounge look going on.
Yeah, we're gonna have parties here and stuff. It's gonna be great. So yeah, well.
Yeah. So June 5th is the 36th anniversary of the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and we, well, many different groups, Peace and Justice Studies. Jews for Justice, Women's Peace Services, International Solidarity Movement, all of these different organizations are calling for linked actions by Palestinian, international, and Israeli peace groups to protest the escalating violence against the Palestinian community and international human rights workers in the occupied territories. So for more info, people can can contact Starhawk, of course, at stella@mcn.org or visit www.starhawk.org. Yeah. She's got like points of unity, demands, everything. So check it out.
Damn, she's like a whole movement wrapped up in one.
She really is,
one
actually.
Website. Damn.
Like, you know, I listen to her on the radio or like read stuff that she's written on website every day. Busy woman.
There is all kinds of news happening that, you know, we didn't get to talk about this evening. We've got 15 minutes left, so maybe we can spend a couple minutes talking about some recent, you know, headlines internationally. And
well, you could call in.
You can call in. What's the number again?
415-864-1006.
Is that the phone number voice?
That's the phone number voice.
Wow. No.
That's like, You won't get that voice when you call, though. Sorry.
Exactly.
It's
hell
not going to happen.
We're like, yo, S70 Media, what do you want?
We're going to start hiccuping soon. Like, and the media.
Exactly. We encourage underage drinking, of course.
No, wait, what?
Not, okay. Not
we're being monitored by the police. I hope you know that. Okay, just checking.
Right, because we are apparently the quote, protesters radio network or some bullshit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they, you know, we're news. You know, we're definitely left of center news, but we're news. And, you know, it's
if
idiotic.
You want me, you can find me left of center. Anyway, Suzanne Vega. Sorry.
Oh, right on, Suzanne. We got to get that song on the air.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's bust out with some Suzanne, you know. Ms. Vega in the house.
So you got some international news. What's going on?
Oh, I just before we go back to some Muzak, I don't really feel like reading news at this point. I just kind of want to play some music. I'm tired. Oh, there's a lot of news.
Oh, okay. Well, no, please. Whatever's best for you, IBM, because we don't have a revolution that. you need to make sacrifices for or anything. Not just kidding.
Oh, sacrifices. Sacrifices, yes. No, actually, what we'll talk about is... Yeah, no, I'll read some headlines, actually. This is going to be from www.indiemedia.org. And no, I'm not putting myself out by this point. By doing what I'm about to do. I'm going to read some... This is from indiemedia.org, the global network hub. Anyway, this is from the Netherlands. Speaking of community radio and local radio stations, this is from indiemedia.org. More and more free radio stations have to go off the air because the Dutch government has decided to sell as many frequencies as possible. Hundreds of pirate radio stations have to disappear because they are not recognized by the authorities, even though a lot of them have been in the air since the 1980s and fulfill important social functions in their neighborhoods. In protest, radio makers demanded to keep more FM frequencies open for free local radio stations, to legalize up to 1,300 pirate radio stations, and to stop the government's project... the governmental project that is now actively hunting down pirate radios.
However, the bounty hunter.
What it says. However, the authorities made their dislike hunting of freedom down. Of speech quite clear by stopping about 20 buses on their way to the manifestations or demonstrations on the motorways, and by closing the event earlier than planned because people were drinking beer during the concert. Free radio stations are also closed down in other parts of the world, for example, Brazil and Ireland. And just check out indiemedia.org. You'll find... articles, links to other articles all around the world on that story. Also, wow, the International Solidarity Movement, of course, has been in the news recently.
Straight.
And, well, the ISM, or International Solidarity Movement, working in Palestine, not a nonprofit, and working in solidarity with Palestinian people, has been accused of... Well, they were raided. They had a couple offices raided. Some international volunteers arrested.
Unbelievable.
They didn't. Is it true that someone? Yes, someone. There was an article about an ISM volunteer saying he met with the British citizen that pulled off a suicide bombing in Israel, and so the ISM therefore has been connected by the Israeli authorities with suicide bombers and and the like. So the ISM, ISM, I guess, was recently nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, interestingly enough.
And so was George Bush.
And Tony Blair. TB for short.
TB. Not to be confused with tuberculosis.
Right. Giving tuberculosis the bad name,
Tony Blair. Tony Blair.
So also...
We had him on the show once.
Oh, yeah. Tony was here.
Yeah, Tony was here.
Or he was at... We had him remote.
We were remote. We were remotely. Live from the caves of... We were in some caves. I don't know where they were at, but...
Yeah, who knows? Also, coming from Peru, national strike, this again from indiemedia.org, national strikes and police repression meet Latin American G8, G-Rio summit in Peru. And that's the summit that Latin American G8, of course, is just the presidents of the Rio group of the Latin American countries.
Rio group.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's really good.
The story...
Depeche Mode.
Weeks of militant protests and organizing have led up to the summit of the president's Rio group of Latin American countries in Cusco, Peru. The protests have included national strikes of both teachers and transportation workers. Between 10 and 20 people have been arrested, and yesterday one teacher lost her eye as a result of police attacks on protesters. Protesters are an alternative to corrupt, neoliberal, quote, democratic governments, cuts in education and social spending, IMF-imposed structural adjustment reforms, and the Free Trade of the Americas, which soon enough will be implemented.
Overthrown!
Exactly.
We're working on it. Stay tuned for more on that. Progress reports on...
So that's about it for national and international news for the time being. Again, check out indiemedia.org and also sf.indiemedia.org. And indiemedia, for those who aren't familiar, is spelled indiemedia.org.
Though I don't know how else you would be listening to this. Unless
interesting,
you're,
yeah.
I don't know how you got here.
No, neither. We had a special guest come into the studio recently, bringing us some drinks. And some love and stuff.
Aww.
Occupant. We call him Occupant because that's what he does. He occupies.
That's right. Like a squat.
U.S. government. He occupies.
That's right. Oh.
Wait.
turning it on its head.
In its positive. Reclaiming the word occupant. Tell us what's up. What's going on?
Hey, I'm just a delivery man right now. I'm just bringing the pizza.
But yeah.
I could do that, though.
We have coupons, though. We had coupons, so we're not going to give him any cash for the deliveries. So we got another couple minutes. We're going to throw on another couple tracks and then close it out tonight. Enemy Combatant Radio. This is a project of the San Francisco Independent Media Center. And I'm going to throw on some... this is a track by Jurassic 5 from Los Angeles. Thanks again. 415-864-1006. Thanks for tuning in. Well, I say thanks so much because we're really appreciative.
World peace is on its way.
Exactly. World peace just around the corner.
Revolution!
There you go. Jurassic 5, everyone. Thank you so much.
Yo, my method for my musical madness, move and motivate those with musical talents. Beating in bold print, we holding it down. Lick a shot, hip hop when we in your town. Master blast the sound, freak the future far from here and now. With style, release, increase the peace. Bubble with the beat, they feeling the heat in the streets. Now each one, teach one, reach one, young gun on one. Listen to the warriors drum. Beating up the block with the ghetto hop that knock and make you wanna crash the spot and the lock explode. Boom. The alpha and omega code with drum rolls and old soul we uphold and foretold to scores of 6 years ago. Fast flow from G-rap to cool mode, super syllable, major to the minimal. Every individual bounce to the tip of yo, lungs collapsing, raps be trapped in. The only way to make it happen, jaw jabbing fast.
Yo, I'm the hot dog, the runner hottest monologue install, poetic inserts and yes y'all. My speech is like holding two Glocks apiece. The outreach that rock police, the super Avenger member. Ten of Poseidon adventure swimmer, rewrite the Emmy winner, get hype up any printer, and I came to get it, hit it like Operation Push, operate the tush, black octopus, the soul, and then a terror trying to patrol a planet moving with rock, dog, red rock, don't stop, jack, dog, right, lock, letters, a curse, the curse, with circus, surface.
Tragic, tragic, folks, tragic, that's a straight up tragedy. I guess we're gonna have to throw on another track for y'all before we head out. Again, this is Enemy Combat Radio. I'm sorry, that was Jurassic 5. It was a pretty decent song. And, you know, let's throw on something else. This is the Jimmy Castor Bunch. Jimmy Castor Bunch. And it's a track called... Hot damn, what is it called? Oh, it's called It's Just Begun. This is the Jimmy Castor Bunch.
Watch me now, feel the groove, into something gonna make you move. Say